All right, Jeff. For those who may not be as familiar with you and your farm and ranch, tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Sure. My wife and I, Leanne, we're fifth generation on our family farm and ranch, and our sixth generation is active, and actually the seventh is partaking what they can, and it's fun to see the multi-generational type of deal. My mom and dad are still there, so it's truly a multi-generational farm and ranch and cow-calf with a feedlot.
Yep. You're maybe in a different part of the state where ranching isn't as much associated with it, but in that New Rockford area, tell me a little bit more about your homeland.
You know, you're right. There's not near the grass down there is there, so you got to kind of think outside the box to run the cows we do. So we fence tillable ground and try to do residue grazing and cover crop type grazing and support the cow herd that we have. So it's a little bit more challenging than other ways, but beef truly does pay bills too.
You're obviously coming in as president of the association, but let's go back a few years and tell me about how you first got involved with the North Dakota Stockmen's Association.
You know, that was several years back. I remember a few people approached me and asked if I'd run for the board, and I said, give me a little bit of time, and, cause I knew that, you know, it could be a time commitment, and if I say yes, I'd just as soon be, you know, devoted and do a good job. So, got rid of a few different positions and ran for the board and was fortunate enough to become a member of the board, served the 8 years, and I had a year off of the board, but I was still involved in the brand board. And then my name got thrown in the hat for vice president, and I was fortunate enough to be picked for that, and now I'm picked for president. So It's been a nice journey. NDS, North Dakota Stockmen's Association, is a family, and I feel like it's very much of a family. And a lot of those individuals that serve on the board, much less the staff, become pretty good friends.
And so moving forward, how are you going to strive to lead this industry forward, and any goals you may have while doing so?
Two Black Swan events, you know, probably brought to light a lot of the things that have been happening within the industry. And there is some very important things happening in the industry right now. But I think we have to unite and we have to focus on and probably what's important, and that's the big picture. You look at what's out there right now. You've got some organizations that absolutely want to take our industry out. Things like that. You've got a vice presidential candidate who's been public about what they feel on the beef industry. And to me, that's some huge challenges, and we have to confront them with the facts. And everyone's entitled to their opinion as long as it's factual. I just look forward to serving with the staff and all the members of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association. We're just short of 3,000 members. And the beef industry is an awesome way of life. And I just look forward to working with all the members for the betterment of the industry.